Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Here in Connecticut, business-wise, you know, I always feel like agriculture and manufacturing are sort of get lost in the shuffle here in Connecticut. And I think we have some great industries. We have incredible farming. And I know they're not related, but they're two like sectors of the economy that I think that get a little underrated sometimes. And it's kind of Chris DiPantima's job to make sure it doesn't get out of sight or out of mind. He is the president and CEO of CBIA, the Connecticut Business and Industry Association. He's about to get on a bus and for the second day out of several days to tour manufacturing here in Connecticut. And he joins us real quick. What does it leave at 7:30, Chris?
It leaves at 7:30. Yeah, we're having breakfast at 7. I just pulled over to a rest stop, and after Mark Christopher told me the traffic's okay, to get on the phone with you, and we'll head out at 7:30. We'll come back around 5:30, 6 o'clock tonight.
Where are you headed today?
So today we're heading to the northeast corner of Connecticut, the quiet corner where, you know, people don't think about manufacturing, but we're really excited. We're going to visit three manufacturers: Danielson, Putnam, Eastford, and then we're going to also visit Quinnipiac, who has a manufacturing program. So each day we visit three manufacturers and a workforce or education institute who's helping develop the pipeline to support those manufacturers, you know, the next level of talent. Yesterday we did the New Haven, Wallingford, Seymour area. It's Wednesday, we'll be in Central Connecticut, and we'll end with a happy hour at Alyssa in Manchester.
Nice.
Friday we're down in the southeast corner, so we're all over the state.
Listen, you know, obviously it's a good for public relations and everything like that. What is the real intention here?
It's to highlight the sector, Brian. Just like you said, it's people know about the legacy of manufacturing in Connecticut, but how not only vibrant it is for Connecticut's economy today, but how critically important it is. It's the second largest industry sector in Connecticut. Everyone thinks of us as insurance and finance, but over the next couple of years, manufacturing will become our number one industry sector. It's grown with its output every year. The number of jobs have stayed relatively flat at about 150,000 jobs in the sector, but the number of manufacturers grows every year. We're up to almost 4,600 manufacturers in Connecticut with about $34 billion of output, while finance and insurance is kind of flat, right? So eventually manufacturing is going to jump over. And it's 12% of our economy. I mean, you pull manufacturing out of Connecticut, there is no Connecticut. We become part of New York or Massachusetts. And so it's to highlight the history, but also how vibrant it is today. And what can we do today to make sure it continues to grow tomorrow? Right. So that's the real purpose of the trip.
You know, parts of obviously, you know, X-ing out like your Sikorskis and stuff like that. I mean, you know, the legacy of the Industrial Revolution in New England is what it is. And we're littered with mid-sized cities in New England of, you know, former glory in manufacturing. But I'm curious about how we are today relative to, and I know you've been in business and you have a legal background too, but you've been in Connecticut for a while now. Where are we relative to 5 years ago, 10 years ago?
manufacturing is a lot more appreciated, and there's a lot more investment in manufacturing, especially from the public sector, the state. The public-private partnership is stronger. It's more collaborative. We started a journey. I was in manufacturing for 20 years, from 2000 to 2020. And we started to look at the community college system as maybe a workforce arm for manufacturing around the 2010 period when we came out of the Great Recession. But over the last 5 years, there's been a significant amount of state investments in programs beyond just workforce. You have programs that incentivize buying capital equipment or expanding your facility, programs that really incentivize the small, medium manufacturers to understand the next generation of technology and innovation. Because that's how we grow in Connecticut. Like I said, the employment numbers are really flat, but the output, we had a record output in 2024 as far as what manufacturers produced. And that's only because they've been more innovative, they're embracing technology, they're doing more with the same amount of people, if you will. But it says a lot for our
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Manufacturers have this incredible demand for their products. So I think over the last 5 years, we've done a great job both highlighting the sector, but also really investing in the sector from a public point of view.
We're talking with Chris DiPantima, the president and CEO of CBIA here in Bryan & Company. I know your position has a fair amount of politics in it, so maybe this is a question I shouldn't ask. But, you know, the debate over whether Connecticut is business friendly or not. You know, give me like a pro and a con and where you sit.
It's Jekyll and Hyde. You know, we do things like the investments in manufacturing that I mentioned, or we do things around deregulation, which was a really key part of last year's legislative session, where we removed some regulatory hurdles, especially for our industrial sector, where it's much easier to convert commercial properties. I won't get into the wonkiness of it. Yet at the same time, in the same session, we passed a bill that will allow striking workers to collect unemployment, which, by the way, the unemployment system is fully paid for by our employers. Fortunately, the governor vetoed it. I give him a lot of credit for doing that. But it's like, okay, you take one step forward for me as a business in Connecticut, and then all of a sudden you take two steps back. And it's like, can we not just take a step forward? And I will tell you, our businesses have gotten to the point in Connecticut, Brian, where they really appreciate the fiscal climate. They really appreciate that over the last 5 years, Connecticut's got budget surpluses, it's paying down its long-term liabilities, that there's some predictability and stability, but they just get frustrated. They're just looking for baby steps forward every session. They don't need big, huge steps forward. And those baby steps forwards get negated with a lot of really kind of anti-business, and when I say anti-business, labor bills that make it hard to compete when you're already paying the highest wages in the country, or offering the most generous benefits in the country, and or tax bills, where last year we had a tax package that passed that increased taxes on businesses by $350 million. We were at a manufacturer yesterday, Brian, a steel mill in Wallingford, which, you know, most people think there's no steel mills in Connecticut. Well, yeah, there is. Their starting salary was over $100,000. And by the way, you didn't even need a high school degree to get into their business, and they've got 7 job openings right now. And yet they're getting these pressures from our legislator the more mandates, the more mandates, the more labor mandates, and they're already paying $100,000 starting salary.
I'm going to apply for a job at Nucor. Listen, you know, I'm curious, the people who don't, you know, sort of know your association, I do think that it was really good marketing. Real quick, we have less than a minute, to do the coolest things made in Connecticut. I know you didn't memorize them all, but can you give just an example or two of stuff that gets made here that people don't know about?
Yeah, our coolest thing made in Connecticut competition is the second year we're doing that as well. This is the second year we're doing the bus tour. They go kind of hand in hand. And it's, again, a highlight not only manufacturing, but the variety and diversity of manufacturing, especially amongst our small manufacturers. So this year we had chocolate companies in the competition. Chocolate is considered a manufacturer here in Connecticut. Last year we had a company like Athletic Brewing in the competition. Ensign Bickford up in Sintbury. Again, most people don't think about manufacturing in Sintbury, Connecticut. They won the coolest thing made this year with a product they made that goes up in space and it separates the satellite from the rocket. So a lot of diversity, you know, aerospace, defense, medical devices, chocolates, beverages, and then general consumer products are made in our state. And it's something we should all really be proud of and get behind. So if you see the bus driving around, it's wrapped in Walmart blue. Walmart's our big sponsor this year. They've got a big Pro America, Buy America initiative. It says, what will you make on the outside of it? You know, give us a honk, give us a call, and find out more about the manufacturing sector in Connecticut.
All right, Chris, be safe on those roads. Thanks for the time.
All right, stay well.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.